Welcome, dear listeners, to another exciting episode of MC Campground Chronicles, proudly brought to you by Modern Campground. As the sun sets over the hilltops and the starry quilt of the night sky begins to unfurl, we invite you to gather around the proverbial campfire. Our story tonight comes from deep within the lush vastness of the Wyoming wilderness, from a place where the Rocky Mountains touch the cerulean sky, casting grand silhouettes as the day fades into night. In this untamed land, there lies a unique sanctuary known as the Whispering Pines Campground. Its verdant landscapes are woven with trails that twist and turn through the dense pines, leading adventurers to breathtaking vistas and hidden wild edibles. The heartbeat of this sanctuary is its owner, a man of wisdom and sun-kissed skin named Thaddeus Flint. His eyes, a mirror of the serene lake nearby, hold a spark of knowledge about the wilderness imbibed from years of cohabitating with the wild. Thaddeus, with his grizzled beard and hands as rough as the bark of the pine trees surrounding his beloved campground, is more than just an owner. He's a guardian of the wilderness. His mission goes beyond providing adventurers with a safe haven to rest. It's about educating them on the vast array of wild edibles that grow within the campground's boundaries. However, Thaddeus faced a daunting challenge, a challenge that threatened not only the delicate equilibrium of his Whispering Pines campground, but the safety of his guests as well. Stay tuned, dear listeners, as we delve into the riveting tale of Thaddeus Flint and the Campground Wild Edibles Walk. As the crickets serenade the night, we welcome you to another captivating narrative under the expansive Wyoming sky.
The first strands of morning light were just beginning to peek over the horizon when I was jolted awake by a shrill scream. I bolted out of my cabin and followed the sound to its source. There in the clearing by the central fire pit, I found a young woman sprawled out on the ground. She was clutching her stomach, face contorted in pain. Nearby was a half-eaten cluster of vibrant red berries she had foraged from the wilderness around the campground. I recognized the berries immediately. They were from the toxic holly bush, an attractive but dangerous plant that had fooled many an inexperienced forager. This unfortunate incident wasn't the first one of its kind, but it was by far the most severe. I realized I was facing a growing challenge. More and more guests were venturing into the wilderness, tempted by the allure of foraging their own ingredients, but they were woefully unprepared for the dangers that they could encounter. The wilderness was a vast pantry for those who knew how to navigate it, but for the uninformed, it could be a deadly trap. This had to change. I reflected deeply on the possible solutions. I considered distributing detailed guidebooks about the local flora or putting up signposts warning about the dangerous plants. I even toyed with the idea of restricting access to certain areas of the wilderness. But none of these felt right. I wanted my guests to connect with nature, not fear it. Then the solution dawned on me. I decided to start the Campground Wild Edibles Walk, a guided tour around the campground to teach guests about safe and sustainable foraging. Implementing the solution was not without its trials. The first step was educating myself thoroughly. I spent days poring over botanical books, consulting with local botanists, and trekking through the wilderness, documenting each edible plant and its dangerous lookalikes. It was exhausting work, but also deeply enriching. The real challenge, however, was transforming all this knowledge into an engaging, informative, and enjoyable experience for my guests. The first few wild edibles walks were a learning curve. I struggled to hold my guests' attention and found it difficult to relay the information in a way that was easy to understand and remember. But slowly, I learned to weave the knowledge into stories, making the walks not just educational, but also entertaining. The moment when a young girl correctly identified a cluster of safe-to-eat service berries remains etched in my mind as the first major success of this endeavor. The impact of the Wild Edibles Walk on my campground has been profoundly positive. The number of foraging-related incidents has drastically decreased, and the walks themselves have become a highlight of the camping experience. Guests leave the campground not just with photographs and memories, but with a deep understanding and respect for the wilderness. This journey taught me that educating visitors is crucial for both their safety and the preservation of the wilderness. A guided experience that's part education, part entertainment, can make a world of difference. It engages guests, keeps them safe, and helps foster a deeper connection with the environment. But most importantly, it instills in them the principle of sustainable foraging. Take only what you need, and leave no trace behind.
And so, dear listeners, we find that Thaddeus Flint's tale of the Whispering Pines Campground is not simply about a campground owner navigating the challenges of his trade. Rather, it's a testament to the transformative power of knowledge and education. In his footsteps, we find the blueprint for turning challenges into opportunities, for creating experiences that not only entertain, but also enlighten. With the Wild Edibles Walk, Thaddeus turned a serious problem into a unique opportunity for his guests to engage with the wilderness on a deeper level. He didn't just solve a problem, he enriched the entire camping experience. His story serves as a reminder to us all that safety and sustainability should not be afterthoughts, but rather integral parts of the outdoor and camping experience. So, to the campground owners listening in, consider Thaddeus's approach. Could there be challenges in your own campgrounds that, when approached with creativity and determination, could transform into opportunities? Are there ways you can educate your guests, making their stay safer, more sustainable, and ultimately more fulfilling? Life, after all, is a lot like a wilderness trek. It's filled with unexpected challenges and twists that test our resilience and resolve. But it's also ripe with opportunities, waiting to be discovered and savored by those equipped with the right knowledge and the courage to venture off the beaten path. And with that, we draw the curtains on this episode of the MC Campground Chronicles. Thank you for joining us in our journey through the captivating narrative of Thaddeus Flint and his Whispering Pines Campground. May his story inspire you to look at challenges through a new lens, to see them not as roadblocks, but as gateways to innovation and improvement. Remember to subscribe for more compelling stories from the fascinating world of campgrounds. We hope to meet you again under the starry quilt of the virtual night sky as we bring you another tale from the heart of America's campgrounds. Until then, take care, stay curious, and keep exploring.